Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The nomination process for the annual Living Sports Awards is now open. The awards aim to recognise and celebrate the achievements of talented sportsmen and women and teams, the significant contribution made by coaches and volunteers to the development of their sport, and the organisations and clubs from all across Cambridgeshire who are using sport and physical activity to have a positive impact on people's lives.
Simon Fairhall is Chief Executive of Living Sport and he's on the line now. Good morning to you, Simon. Thanks very much for joining us. So tell us a little bit, first of all, about Living Sport. Is this a local or a national organisation?
We're a local Cambridgeshire and Peterborough charity. We are significantly funded by Sport England from the Sport Lottery, and our role is to support people to get active. A particular focus for us is on engaging inactive groups, disabled people, older people, and then there's certain parts of the county where levels of participation are a lot lower than others, so we're focusing our attention there.
And what particular areas do you find that participation is lower, and what are the reasons behind that?
I think it's areas where there's poor health and health inequalities, there's a large number of people from lower socioeconomic groups, there's access issues, access to facilities is a challenge. So basically, we're looking to try and address some of those challenges, trying to develop new and innovative programs, put some money where we have it into areas, but very importantly, working in partnership with other organisations, particularly the local authorities, the public health team, and local sports clubs, and in fact other community groups.
So the awards themselves, the Living Sports Awards. I look at your website. I see they're described as aimed at sportsmen and women. But these, by the sounds of what you've been saying, they aren't necessarily the those who are participating in, say, I don't know, Cambridge United or the rugby clubs. So these are people probably quite deep down, if you like, in the sporting structure.
Yeah, we there is an opportunity to recognise those who are performing at a really good level, but no, the real focus is on the community end of sport. It's very much sport and physical activity these days. It's very much community participation. It's about those who are contributing on a sort of daily basis, really, sort of running a club, sort of maintaining the pitches, maintaining the clubhouse, sorting the team, sorting the tees, and the people who are sort of contributing a massive amount of time behind the scenes in running of the club. So yes, it's a real emphasis is the community sports groups and the people within them. And I think we're also this year trying to identify where sport and physical activity programmes have contributed to health or community development in a particular area.
Mm.
So, Simon, it's not just the sportsmen on the pitches or, you know, in front doing the sport themselves. It actually is important to recognise the coaches and backroom staff too.
Yeah, we've actually reduced the number of awards that we had for the actually on the pitch or court performance. We still want to recognise that because that's the important part of what it's all about. But it's enabled us to increase the number of award categories that we've got for the behind-the-scenes people, and also the sort of projects or organisations who are working to make a really positive impact from their sporting activity.
Fantastic. And how can we nominate people?
If you go to the Living Sport website address, www.livingsport.co.uk, there's some information there, and then from that you can then link through to the nomination page. There's details of the different categories fully explained on the website.
I'm wondering, Simon, if you have any sporting heroes yourself, and I'm going to ask you not to pick one, but to pick two, because I guess there's people who we do see in our, you know, on the sports pages or on the TV who we can say, yeah, they set a good example. But maybe there's also somebody locally who perhaps won one of these awards last year who you could mention as well.
That's a difficult question. I think the nominees for the Services of Sport Awards are always really massively impressive for their contribution. I nominated the chair of Huntington Gymnastics Club a few years back, Tracy, because I think she contributed massive amounts. But the challenge with those awards is we're sort of measuring contributions of people over sort of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years with others who have contributed a similar amount. So difficult to answer the one about the local people who inspired me. There's people in sort of lots of clubs. Leicester up at Chatteris Football Club, Julia at Ely Outdoor Sports Association, Sally at Cambridge City Hockey. There's lots of them who really inspire me. For me, going back to my youth, I suppose Sean Curley from 1988 and the GB hockey team winning Olympic gold.
Oh, that's a name from the past, if ever they were. I remember the name at the time. Goodness me, I haven't heard that name mentioned. Any idea what he's doing now?
he's still involved in hockey. I had the pleasure of meeting him a few years later. His daughter is now sort of performing, maybe not quite to the same level he was at, but certainly to a high level. But yeah, he's still around the game. So yeah, he was an inspiration to me when I was a young hockey player coming through.
Oh, great.
Great stuff. So remind us of that website again.
So it's livingsport.co.uk.
Perfect.
That's great. Well, Simon, thank you very much for joining us this morning. What's the closing date for those awards once more?
29th September for the nominations, and then the awards ceremony is on the 22nd of November.
Okay, that's good. I can remember the 29th, not least because it's my birthday. But thank you very much, Simon Fairhall. Simon is the chief executive of Living Sport. Interesting programme, worth having a look, because, and it's right, you know, it's not just the people we see on the pitch. I went to a local cricket club just outside of Newmarket, and we saw a game there, and the spread, the cakes, and the,
and
that's all part of it, and people are just so responsible for all of that too. We'll do some travel for you in a short while. First, the latest from Boy George and Culture Club. Here's Let Somebody Love You.